This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a category, a contestant online. You pick from one of two categories and then see how many you can get right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine?
Well, his name was Carlos, but he has since dropped off.
So it's not
or
Carlos.
Our phones killed him, yeah.
Okay, all right. I guess you guys are going to be playing Your Guess As Good As Mine.
All right.
So, your categories. By the way, last week, in case you didn't know, and you probably missed it, was National Backyard Day.
Oh, of course it was.
It's good to have that in March.
They came up with the... yeah, no kidding.
Right? Like, wait till, like, May?
Well, that's there's a couple of those where I'm like, really? You gonna do it now?
Okay. Is it whether you're barbecuing this weekend or just hanging out? What's your go-to game you like to play in the backyard? They have the 10 best backyard games of all time based on fun, accessibility, and overall popularity. Then we have America's preferences for hot sauce. And it really is quite regional. A lot of these are very similar, but depending on where you live, what your standard buy is changes from state to state and area of the country to area of the country, depending on who lives there and what's cooking. So do you guys want to go hot sauce or backyard games?
Let's say backyard games.
Yes.
Backyard games? I mean, Ted's standing there. I'm just like, look, you got to do this, right?
Okay. Again,
are these older and newer?
Yes, exactly right. Some have lost popularity over the years. Some have been permanently banned, but at one point in time,
I know that one.
They were fun and people enjoyed playing them.
All right, we got to go with cornhole.
Yeah,
you want to go with cornhole? That is the number one. It is the go-to backyard game now. Now, for those of you not in the know, Cincinnati, Ohio gets credit for coming up with a modern version in the 1960s, but someone also patented a similar game with square holes way back in 1883. So it's been around for a while, but the game you know now and play in the backyard, that's been around since the 60s. And again, that was invented in Cincinnati, Ohio, where I believe, like, wasn't it Carson Palmer back in the day?
He used to have, like, a cornhole tournament.
Yeah.
He was,
like,
the one that that's how I kind of found out about cornhole. Was like,
and everyone kind of chuckled about it.
Because the name is cornhole.
Yeah.
Like,
well, then you could play washers, too, which is close to cornhole.
Yeah.
Okay. Cornhole's number one on the best backyard games of all time.
Lawn darts,
although they have been banned, they are number 9 on the list. Bonus points to the original version for being lethal. They do have modern versions, which are safer and still fun. So your land darts and circles to score points is the way you play, but they have reintroduced them, just not the ones that are going to land on top of your head and puncture your skull.
Old games on here as well. Before we played cornhole, we always played horseshoes.
Horseshoes. That is a great backyard game. Horseshoes is number 6.
Yes.
It's harder for the little kids to play than cornhole, and you have to add permanent sand pits to do it right. But you would think that there would be more injuries in horseshoes than almost in lawn darts, just on sometimes how they bounce, spin, hit the ground.
And it's adults and they drink a lot.
Yeah, but I've never seen anyone be injured playing horseshoes.
Oh, I have. My Uncle Timmy, he always had horseshoes in the backyard. Some of those would bounce off and hit a kid.
There is a bar.
Like in the shin or something.
Oh, there's a bar down by the water.
In Essex or Dundalk.
Where your sister lives. It has horseshoe pits. Mm-hmm. Still to this day.
You could throw shoes at the yellow beak.
Oh, you can?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that makes sense.
I've done it.
That makes sense.
Okay.
I've also seen a drunk guy throw it on top of the shed. A little covering.
That happens from time to time.
Yeah.
Cornhole number 1 and horseshoes number 6. There are 8 remaining. You have 0 strikes against you.
What about ladder golf?
That's what I was going to ask. That's the rope, two balls on the rope kind of thing. All right. I was trying to think of the name of that, but I'm like, all right.
Ladder golf.
A rope ladder. It's
like a rope with two, like, fake golf balls on each side, and you gotta there's three rings or three bars to try to get it on.
A three rung ladder.
Let me ask you this. This thing has gotten pretty popular in the last 20 years. A mailman in Pennsylvania sold the idea in 2005. Then a company called Ladder Golf started selling the sets. Is that the same game?
Yeah. That's got to be the same
game. So Ladder Toss is correct then at number eight.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's the one.
Well, I guess it's a brand name now.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, we were always playing things like bocce ball in the backyard.
Wiffle ball.
Croquet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Backyard volleyball.
Castle has a croquet set.
Oh, does he?
Well, he's got a big-ass backyard.
Hell
so it's stupid, but you go there and start drinking beer and play. It's amazing how quickly you get competitive in something as stupid as croquet.
Oh,
St. Mary's College in Annapolis, if you drove by at certain times of the year, they're always out in the front there playing croquet.
Oh, yeah.
They were. They were all dressed up in all their white.
We hit big old balls.
You want to go with croquet?
Let's do croquet.
Yeah, let's go croquet.
Croquet number 10. Not a lot of people play now, but it used to be really popular. The word is French, but originated in England in the mid-1800s. So far correct on croquet at 10, lawn darts at 9, ladder toss at 8, horseshoes at 6, and cornhole at number 1.
Let's put wiffle ball in there.
Yeah, man.
Wiffle ball. Wiffle ball? Number 3, a guy in Connecticut made backyard baseball possible when he came up with it in 1953 to prevent...
broken windows.
That is correct, Mike. Broken windows.
I will advise kids, get official wiffle balls with the holes in them.
Yes.
Cheap knockoff ones still break windows.
Oh, those solid plastic ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to throw a window, for sure.
Yeah, with the big orange bat and the big fat one.
You know, somebody that works here is a very good wiffle ball player.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
One that's not on here, I'm going to give it to you so you guys don't guess it, which I can't believe is not on here. It was just a backyard staple, 4th of July, everything else, was volleyball or badminton. Those are not...
All right,
badminton might be on the list, but volleyball's not.
Damn.
I could go badminton. We have a badminton net, and because like I said, you're not going to break windows. Doesn't matter how hard you smash it.
Right.
You're not chasing over the fence all the time.
Do we
and you only need two people.
Do we rule out tossing a football in the back or doing like catch?
I was going to say, does catch count?
Right.
A version of it does.
All right, so baseball,
like
catch,
playing
or
pickle.
Nerf.
You know, where you have the guy in the middle. That's what we used to call it.
I can't call it what we used to
call
it.
This is something that you played more times in the backyard probably than any other sport in your life. If you had a group of friends around.
Touch football.
Touch football. Two-hand touch. Number 4. So far, you're correct with cornhole at number 1. Wiffle ball at 3. Two-hand touch at 4. Horseshoes at 6. Ladder toss comes in at 8. Lawn darts at 9. Croquet is at 10th spot. So there are 3 backyard games remaining on the best backyard games of all time.
Badminton.
No, he said badminton's
out.
Well,
no,
badminton's on the list.
Badminton's number 7.
Okay.
Not as popular as it used to be, but still fun. A little annoying to set up and take down the net, but other than that.
We played in the driveway. Hey, man, they have these quick collapsible nets now. My wife and I got one last summer for the kids. You can put it all the way down for, was it like tennis or pickleball? You can put it all the way up for volleyball or badminton, and then there's some middle.
All right.
It's great, man. It's great. It's super lightweight, easy to put together.
All right. The last two games evolve. Balls.
Okay. We don't have any strikes, so I'm just going to take it. Bocce ball.
Bocce's number 2.
Good call, Mike.
Good
That's
for multiple
number 2.
People. And you can play it anywhere. You don't need a legit bocce court.
So you said
patch of grass. Just open space to play bocce.
The other one needs a ball, you said?
It needs a ball.
That's a shame, because somebody said frisbee on the text line.
Oh,
so
that's
thought,
not
that's
bad
strong,
at all,
man.
Man, those bocce courts, they've got a couple of them at Green Lake. I don't know if you guys know where they are. They're on the west side of the lake. It's just this amazing flat green square, but the grass,
it's like a golf course,
it's more pristine.
Yeah,
like,
it is immaculate.
You can't even believe that
it can't be volleyball.
Do we do like a backyard golf? Like, they sell the little spongy balls that you're not going to break any windows with, and you can do little chipping in your backyard.
Fun fact. Playing catch with the baseball.
Yeah.
You just go catch?
I'm going to go
game
catch.
Game of catch.
Damn it!
Can you give us a hint? It involves a ball. Does it involve a pole?
At one point in time, our company had a team.
Softball.
Kickball.
Kickball. Yeah, nailed it.
Good I played job. On that team.
There you go. These are the best backyard games of all times. Coming in at number 10, croquet, followed by lawn darts at 9, ladder toss at 8, badminton at 7, or badminton. 6 is horseshoes, kickball 5, 2-hand touch 4, 3, wiffle ball, bocce 2, cornhole. The number 1 best backyard game of all time. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.